And very pleasant good morning. We are now at 9:33. Welcome into the MRMC Doctor's Office program. We're going to have a lot of fun with Patty Hendren today with Randolph County Care and Communities. How are you, Patty?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day.
All right. You walked in. You know, does anyone not know Brad?
Yeah, I've known Brad for a long time. Our kids went to school together.
So do you have any stories you want to tell as we start off today?
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
All right. We're going to stay away from that. All right. We're here to talk a little bit about the Medicare enrollment, which is October 15th through December 7th. Is this a busy time for you?
Yes, it is. I don't necessarily do the Medicare, but we have somebody in our office, Darlene Ornburn, that works with Medicare enrollment, and which you had mentioned, Medicare enrollment starts October the 15th, which is just a few weeks off, and it runs through December the 7th. Definitely call our office, set up an appointment to meet with Darlene if you need to update or change anything on your Medicare. Those numbers, I'm going to share those numbers with you. Our office number is 660-263-7173, or you can call Darlene's number, which is 660-833-2462, to set up an appointment to meet with Darlene regarding your Medicare.
All right, we want to make her busy, don't we?
Yes, we do, and she does stay very busy. Also, just a reminder of the Marketplace enrollment, which will start November the 1st and run through December the 15th. It's only 6 weeks long. We'll start making appointments probably in mid-October for that. It's a very busy season. Just a reminder, everybody needs to update their Marketplace health insurance, whether you are canceling it or you want to change your plan, you want to update your information, make appointments calling 660-263-7173 or 855-420-3932 and set up your appointment for that. You definitely want to update that information. If you don't update that information, you'll be rolled over into a plan. So you want to take charge of your health care and definitely be the person that you want to choose the plans. We'll know some plans probably in mid-October that we can share with you. What we're seeing in this area is Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield plans. We're looking at maybe about a 3% increase. So over the board, that's not bad compared to some of the areas they're seeing much higher increase in health care. So 3% is not, unusual. So that's a good amount.
All right, Patty Hendren with Randolph County Care and Communities is with us. And whether we're talking about the Marketplace and open enrollment or Medicare and enrollment, this stuff can be confusing. How important is it to have someone there to help kind of guide you through it?
It's very important, and you are correct. It is confusing. It has drastically changed over the years. I have been working with the Marketplace Health Insurance. This is year number six for me. I've started out at the very beginning in 2000.
And you still have hair.
Yes, believe it or not. Getting a little thin, though. There's times. But we have seen a lot of changes. And coming in 2019, we are seeing some more changes. And one of those changes is that we are seeing is there is not in starting in 2019, there will not be a penalty or a fee, but still, everyone will have to. When you choose a plan, you still can qualify for cost sharing or tax credits. Those options are still available. Pre-existing, you still can get coverage. That's still available.
All right. When we talk about the Marketplace, who all will qualify, do you think? Or is there any kind of guidelines, some general information we can let folks know about?
Yes. The best thing, there is a chart, for those who qualify for Marketplace health insurance. We encourage everybody to contact us, and we can do the estimator with them and give them, because a lot of the people who come see me, the biggest question they want to know is, how much is this going to cost me?
What's my monthly payment going to be?
That's right. We'll talk about the other stuff later, but how much is it going to cost me? And we can find that information out, you know, putting the numbers in and checking and see, you know, exactly what do they qualify for as tax credits and how much their premiums are going to run them and what's it going to cover? Who's in the policy, you know, who's in the network? What doctors are available? We can get you that information. And one of the great things about our program is we do it for free. We don't charge anybody anything. One of the things I definitely want to share with you, I'm not a broker or an agent. I am what they call application counselor. I'm a certified application counselor. I am licensed with the state of Missouri. I have my navigator's license. I have to be certified, so I have to complete several modules of test every year to be certified. So there's no charge for what I do. I can crunch numbers with you. I can share information. I can tell you what doctors are available. I can find out regarding your medication, if it's a tier 1, tier 2, tier 3, or 4. I can find that information and get you a pretty good estimate on what's it going to cost you. But for my services, there is no charge. I am funded through Missouri Foundation for Health through a grant to help consumers, individuals, and families find the best health care available for them.
So, Patty, I'm guessing the one thing you can't do is say, hey, you need to take this one.
That is exactly right. I cannot tell you what plan to choose. I can share information. I can tell you about what's out there. The plans are divided up in bronze, silver, and gold. We'll crunch numbers. One of the things, our goal is not just to get you enrolled, that you stay enrolled. So we want to find something that's going to work for your budget. But also, after you get the health insurance, we want you to use it. So we encourage to get those preventative services and get those physicals and get those things taken care of. So we want to be proactive in your health care to make sure that you're using it and staying active and being healthy. That's our bottom line goal.
Too many people tend to ignore health problems when they get a sign, don't they?
That is correct. So, you know, this is all covered, and there's no charge to you. It doesn't count on your deductible. You don't have to pay anything. You don't have to pay any co-payment or anything if it's a preventative visit to the doctor. It's just when you make that appointment, you tell them up front, this is for preventative service. They'll make the appointment, and there's no charge.
All right. So can you give us an example of what some of the premiums look like?
You know.
Or is that just something they should really call you about?
Definitely, because it depends on their income. It depends on if they qualify for how much tax credit, if they qualify for cost sharing. We've seen people have a zero premium clear up to, you know, several hundred dollars. So it just depends. And that's the thing with us crunching numbers with you. You come in, like I said, a lot of people, they want to know what's it going to cost them. I might ask a question, how much can you afford? What's affordable? What's your budget? You know, because we want to get you a plan. We don't want to get you some plan that's not going to be affordable. We want something that you'll be able to use throughout the whole year. The marketplace, the insurance starts when you enroll in November, between November the 1st and December 15th. That plan will start January the 1st of 2019.
All right. And we're with Patty Hendren today. If folks want to come in and see you, or if they want to sit down and talk a little bit with Darlene, how much time should they realistically set aside?
I would at least 30 to 40 minutes. If you're a new enrollment, first time looking for health insurance, you need to allow at least an hour.
This is something that's a very important decision. You don't want to rush through it, do you?
That is correct.
All right. What's the most rewarding part for you about doing this?
I have seen people, some of it is people who have never had health insurance before get health insurance and get healthy. I've seen different ones be able to maybe go back to, into the workforce because now they've got their health under control. So it is rewarding.
All right. If you have a question, give us a call. It's 263-2424, 388-6424, toll free 800-892-2300. I imagine, Patty, it's important to mention, too, that there are these specific deadlines, and if you don't meet them, you're going to have to wait another year, aren't you?
That is correct. You know, open enrollment is November the 1st through December 15th. We can't express that enough. But if you miss that deadline, unless you qualify for a special enrollment, you know, you've had a life-changing event. And there again, that's when you know, if you think you qualify for one, you need to call us.
All right, we have a phone call coming in. Moberly line, hi there. You're on the MRMC doctor's office.
Is that lady with the Medicare?
She's with Randolph County Care and Communities, but, yes, she does work with Medicare a little bit.
I got a question. My son called me last night, and he got his 2019 Medicare book. And he said there's something in there he can't figure out, and he said, when I get mine, make sure I try to figure it out. It's something about our supplement insurance that they're going to either up that supplement insurance or do something with it. And I wondered if she has read anything about that or know anything about it. Now, this is for 2019 now, the books are.
Yes, I appreciate that question, and I'm going to give you the contact person for that. We have Darlene Ornburn, and her number is 660-833-2462. Please call her and talk to her, and she will be able to explain that to you. I am not an expert on Medicare. I'm sorry. I would definitely work with the Marketplace Health Insurance, but we do have somebody. She's in our office every Thursday, so please feel free to call. You can either call the office at 660-263-7173.
Okay. See, mine, why he was worried about mine, I got a lifetime insurance on my supplement insurance. I'd never have to pay for anything on there. I got a lifetime insurance on there. I never have to pay no co-payments or nothing, just for, I got to pay $2 on each prescription I get, you know. And that's for a whole family. That's lifetime, you know. I got $1 million is what I got.
Okay.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
I was wondering if that Medicare would interfere with that, see?
Definitely call Darlene, and she can go over that with you.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Appreciate that.
Thank you. We got another phone call. Moberly line, hi there.
Yes, I was just wondering, when I was seeing my doctor, I have a Medicare. I'm still charged a $15 office visit. Is this a usual practice for some physician's office? I was just curious.
Yes, it is. That's what we call a copayment. So sometimes they can be from $10, $15 to $25 a copayment. It's just depending on your policy. So, yes, that's very common.
Okay, I was just curious. Thank you.
All right, thank you. You know, the first caller brings up a good point. Everyone, Patty, gets stuff in the mail.
Yes.
And we tend to either open and throw it on the kitchen table or just throw it away and not look at it. And it can be confusing. That may be the reason some people do that kind of thing. It's important to ask a question, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I'm glad you brought that point up, because right now, several people who had Anthem plans for the year 2017 are receiving rebate checks. And I've had a lot of calls in the office wanting to know, what do I do with this rebate check? Those are good checks. You are welcome to cash those and use them however you choose.
Take Patty out to lunch.
Yes, that's right. Woohoo! But those checks are because if you had the Anthem plan during 2017, they were required by law to spend at least 80% on the care of their consumers, clients, and so on. And that percentage was down. It was only like at 71%. So they are sending out rebate checks. Those are good checks. You can cash those and use them however you would like. So I just, you know, I know I've been getting a lot of calls. So it's a positive thing.
Yeah, I think my wife and I get a check every day in the mail saying, hey, feel free to cash this.
Right.
And this is a loan at 35% or something like that. But you're saying these are legitimate things coming back
yes,
to people.
Yes, it's coming from Anthem, Blue Cross Blue Shield. It's a rebate check. And it was if you had health insurance through Anthem during the year of 2017.
All right, so how do we expect the marketplace to change heading into 19 without that individual mandate anymore?
The mandate is one thing, but the important part is it's a drop in the bucket whether you have a health condition. You know, we purchase car insurance hoping we never have to use it. And, you know, health insurance is the same way. We really, we want to stay healthy. So being proactive is very important. And I feel very strongly about that. But the thing of it is, cancer is not a respecter of person. It doesn't choose the person that has the insurance or the person that does not have the insurance. It doesn't choose the young or the old. It just hits. So, you know, when you need the insurance, when you need a health care, you need insurance because of whatever catastrophic event happens in life, you want to be prepared. The penalty fine is just a drop in the bucket if something happens. An average emergency room visit usually runs around $3,000.
All right. So what got you interested in doing this, Patty?
You know, feel very strongly about healthcare and being proactive in healthcare. I think everyone should be proactive and take charge of your health. I want to be in charge of my health. I want to choose. So being, making healthy choices, getting those, you know, being aware of precaution and getting those preventative services are very important. I'd seen my own parents go through health issues, and it's definitely important that we take charge of it and take charge of our health and take care of ourselves. So being proactive is very important, and it's encouraging to help other people. I really get a joy out of helping other people accomplish their goals.
And you really seem passionate about what you're doing, too. To me, that means what you're doing has been working.
Yes, it has. I have seen lives change.
All right. And how rewarding is it, too, for you and for Darlene to be working at Randolph County Care and Communities? Has that been neat for you?
It has. It has. Randolph County Care and Communities does a lot for the community, very community-oriented. We work with the foundation, Missouri Foundation for Health. They, too, are very, wants, you know, Missourians to, you know, have these health care and health issues, you know, taken care of. So it's a great place to work, you know, working with the community and making it, you know, seeing people living a more productive life.
And I imagine folks need to hear this again. You mentioned it, but it can kind of go in one ear and out the other. If folks want to come on in and make an appointment with you and talk about the marketplace, you're not going to send them a bill, are you?
No. All of our services are free. We don't charge anybody anything.
All right. So are you the only one that handles the marketplace, or is there someone else in there that works with it too?
No, I have other people who work with it. I'm actually the hub director. I cover 17 counties in northeast Missouri. I go all the way up to the Iowa border. I have people in Kirksville, Hannibal area. So we can definitely, there's a lot more besides me that work with people to help find them their health care.
Do you have any numbers, any idea? You mentioned all the folks you're working with. How many who have signed up for the marketplace in this area?
Well, actually, we work with CMS, Center of Medicare and Medicaid. And we know that in Randolph County alone, over 644 people signed up for the marketplace health insurance.
That's got to put a smile on your face, yes, realizing they're getting coverage.
Yes, it does.
All right. Again, if folks want some information, why should they call now?
because it's going to get really busy. We probably work with, we'll have about 300 people come in. So it, in 6 weeks, it gets very busy. We don't want anybody to miss open enrollment, because unless they qualify for a special enrollment event, and I've had so many who come in and, you know, they wait until they have a health issue, and then they're trying to get health insurance.
That's not an event, is it?
No, it's not.
All right, so if folks want to get a hold of Darlene to talk about Medicare enrollment, which happens from October 15th through December 7th, they should call her now, shouldn't they?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and what's the best number to use to get a hold of her?
660-833-2462, or call our office at 660-263-7173.
Okay, and Patty, what are the important dates as far as the open enrollment goes for the marketplace?
There again, November the 1st, 2018, through December the 15th, 2018.
So would it be important for folks to call now to make an appointment? Because if they come in now, would you be able to help them at all?
Right now, I would. I can definitely share information with them and explain the marketplace health insurance and how it works. We can definitely do that, but I won't know some of the numbers or what the plans are until about mid-October.
Okay, so when folks come in and they get the information from you, can they sign up right there, or do they need to take that information and go home and sign up?
No, we can. We'll help them step by step. We'll create their marketplace account. We'll be right there with them, walking them through. And that's one of the things. When it first came out in 2013, they said, "Oh, it only takes about 20 minutes to create an application."
Well, nothing with the government can be done in 20 minutes.
No. No, it takes much longer. And that's what they're, sometimes the questions, I have to admit, they're confusing. We definitely work with health literacy media, but we can break it down, explain it, how to answer the, you know, work with them on answering the questions and get it filled out correctly and create their account and make sure that they have all that information.
Okay, how about once they've signed up and they're good to go, if they need to change something during the year, can you do that?
Yes, you can change something. Income information, you've moved from one county to the next, or, you know, you had a baby, or you had a child, you no longer living at home. Whatever it is, we can go in anytime throughout the year and update their information, and we encourage that. And we don't just stop at just enrolling. We actually work with the insurance companies or the insurance plans and create them in an account where they can go in and they can check their what their benefits, what their plans are paying, what the insurance paid for. I mean, I do as simple as things as help them, you know, if they want to come in and make their payment, we help them with that. You know, we set up an account through Anthem where they can maintain it and check their plans and see what claims have been filed and what the insurance company has actually paid.
So I imagine as we get ready to wrap up, we got a minute or so left. This service is out there, folks. Take advantage of it, right?
Yes, please do. And, you know, I can't express it enough. There's no charge for our services. We make sure that everything, your personal informative information, is stayed private. We don't keep any of that. We don't share that with nobody. It is, you know, we're very strict through the state we're licensed, certified application counselor. We do not share any of your private information. That is kept private.
Okay, as we wrap up now, what are the phone numbers again for folks to call?
Our number is 660-263-7173, or they can toll-free at 855-420-3932.
All right. Hey, Patty, thanks so much for being with us today. We'll have to do it again. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a good day.
All right. Patty Hendren with Randolph County Care and Community. She's joined us today on the MRMC Doctor's Office program.